All right, so this is some pretty awesome news. Maybe you saw it on Facebook. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it. But local author, you may have seen his books around, the Pop Chuck books. Paul Toffanello is joining us today. How you doing today, Paul?
Very well. Thanks very much, Shane.
Now, this is pretty big news. So so far you've got two books that are out, and there's a third one in the works, but you've already secured something pretty cool, eh?
Well, that's right. The third book has just been finished in draft, and it's been sent to my publisher, who will start our editing process. That usually takes, if we put the pedal to the metal, it usually takes about 3 months. And the turnaround time, we hope, will be a bit quicker, and would love to get the book out by, before Halloween. It would be lovely, but we'll see how it goes.
And that'll complete the trilogy of books to then move into this awesome announcement, this thing that you put on Facebook there recently.
That's right, yeah.
Movies.
Yeah.
You're getting movies made. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's been a long, we've talked about this for a long time. There's another local fellow by the name of Mark Archeri, who's a very well-known and reputable film editor down out of Toronto. And Mark was the guy who actually brought the idea to me in the first place. And we're talking way back in the 90s, because he had read my book when it first came out in earlier form. And he thought, we should look at making this movie someday. And so that's kind of where the kernel of it started. But more recently, I met up with the daughter of a close friend and a colleague, Hugh Meyer. His daughter, Cheryl Meyer, was one of the students at Timmins High when I was the principal there. And Cheryl's become quite well known in the film industry in Toronto as well. And she called me up one day. And she said, Paul, I just finished reading Pop Chuck's Ghost. And she says, did you know I was at Camp Bickel for 10 years? And I was a counselor there. And guess what? I'm a screenplay writer.
Wow.
So I have a connection with a colleague out of L.A. who might be interested in running this, because she has a family film company called Calgrove Media. So then one thing led to another. And, of course, we met with Alicia Yakub Sivanian. And it's just been a wonderful ride ever since, Shane. It's just been, it's a learning process for me, but I'm loving every step of the way for sure.
Now, something I've always wondered, you always hear, the books are always better than the movies because they have to get adapted. I mean, it's the nature of the business, right? You can't put it exactly on screen. So what's it like going through the process of having your book turned into a screenplay? Was there many, things you had to make exceptions for, or changes you had to make that, you were kind of reluctant, but you had to do it? Have you gotten to that stage yet?
So you got to know that that's a great question, because obviously the book to screenplay needs to have a consideration of a more visual process, right? So when Cheryl is writing the story, the screenplay, she's thinking that in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 30-second pieces, right? And invariably, there needs to be some other information there. So, yeah, it's changed a little bit. I think the movie will demonstrate that there's a bit more of a backstory for our main character. There's a couple of scenes that are new that we didn't have in the book. But for the most part, the integrity of the story remains intact. And that's the wonderful thing about Leisha as our producer. She involves us at every step of the way in terms of meeting. As a matter of fact, we even have a meeting tomorrow to discuss the writing of the second screenplay. So, it's been great that way. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you've already got your main actor secured.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about him. He's got a decent resume behind him already.
Well, yeah. If you go to his IMDb, Jet Jurgensmeyer's done a whole whack of stuff. I mean, he was even in American Sniper as the son, in the movie. But his own stuff includes Little Rascals, the reinvention of the Adventures in Babysitting. More recently, there's the Lost Temples of Doom or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, Legends of the Hidden Temple, I think it was called. He's been in a ton of stuff. And this guy, I met him when I was in L.A. about a month ago. And he's just such a great kid. I mean, I sat with him for about 2 hours in a restaurant with his parents, and he knew more about my stuff that I knew. You know, he was talking about the character, and we wanted to know about the motivation and where did it come from, and it was just wonderful talking to him.
Had he already been signed on at that point, or was that kind of...
At that point, no, we were just kind of playing with the idea of having him on board, because Leisha, our producer, certainly had connections with his mom and dad, who are very, very involved in Jet's progression as an actor. And at that time, it was more just a sort of a gentleman's agreement. But since Leisha has signed him on, and we're now moving into the process of, there's just a couple of little things we've got to do. Well, I shouldn't say little things. We've been interviewing directors, and she seems to be zeroing in on one in the next little while. And we're just going to finish up the tail end of the second screenplay, and once that's done, we're good to go. We're hoping, you know, as early as this fall, late August, September, sometime around then.
To start filming.
Yeah.
Nice. So I guess you can't say who the directors are that you've got in the sights, eh?
Well, I can't. interestingly enough, you know, when you go to L.A., you know, when you're a guy from Timmins and you go to Los Angeles, it's like, I don't know, it's like you're being carried around in with balloons, you know. You got to try really hard to keep your feet in the ground, right?
Yeah.
But having said that, every director I've met was so well prepared in the meeting in terms of having done their background on me, on the book, and everything else. And two of the three we met... I had heard of before and have been involved in some very significant films, so we're pretty fortunate.
Nice. So, I was gonna say when this does get done and you've got it started getting filmed and maybe it's totally finished, is this looking to be a big worldwide huge theatrical release? Is it going to be TV? Is it going to be more film festival style? Like, what is the aim for this in the end?
Well, that's a good question. Probably better suited for Leisha in terms of how it's going to manifest itself. But I can tell you that there are so many different ways with digital media now that things are introduced, that I do know that there's probably going to be a different kind of an approach used in the beginning, where we attempt to gather an audience based on particularly the followers, say, from Jet Jergensmeyer or some of the other kid actors that come out, because these kids come out with, 40, 50,000 followers, right?
Right.
So that's a consideration, but there also is the traditional going to the screen kind of thing, and we'll probably enter into some family film feature, grant things or award things as well.
Right, like TIFF and stuff like that.
As I say, Leisha's got more information on that than I would have, but certainly we're going to try every attempt as possible.
Fair enough. So when was that initial meeting that you had, or when Cheryl reached out to you? I know
that that's good. That was about a year ago, and she called and said, "Do you ever come to Toronto?" I said, "I go quite often." So Cheryl and I met, and it just happened that Leisha was coming to town because she does have some Canadian connections and has family in southern Ontario that she visits every so often. So the three of us met, and it was, right from the get-go, Shane, it was just a wonderful meeting of minds, and it was great. So, and I continue to involve Mark Cherry as well. There may be some opportunity for him to do some film editing on it if he's not busy.
Right.
He's recently done, he's another guy you should interview sometime. He's recently done a full edit on a movie about the Zodiac Killer, the reemergence of the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
And it's just out. It looks really good.
Wow. So just everything's just been falling in place for you, basically. Like,
it's meant
to be.
For sure. And, it's been a real Timmins effort, too. I can tell you the original screenplay that I had done several years ago was written by Paul Bellini, who's from Timmins and part of the Kids of the Hall group. And, his involvement in that was good for me in terms of having something that I could use moving forward,
Right. Now, it's probably way too early, but I'm going to throw the question out there anyways. There's no idea on a release for the film. I know you haven't even started filming it yet, so there's probably no idea yet, has it been discussed?
Well, Leisha actually is aiming, and that's the good thing about her. She's so organized, but she has goals that she attempts to set, and she has timelines, and I think she's probably looking at early 2018 for a release, if everything goes the way We hope it goes in the next couple of months. You know, the early development piece is just putting all the pieces in place, and once it's done, I would think that it's likely going to be a, I don't know, 6 to 8 week filming period.
Right.
And then from there, it's just a matter of getting everything edited, music involved, all that kind of stuff. So I would think that, we could probably look at early 2018, but sometimes in 2018, I'm sure, is what she's looking for.
Nice. So a lot sooner than I thought it would be, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't seem like...
This has been such a fast ride for me. I just feel like I'm on a roller coaster, you know, but it's a good roller coaster because I got a good seatbelt with a producer who's got lots of integrity and,
yeah.
You know, so it's really good.
So you wiggle in your way to have a cameo in the film?
You know, I haven't thought about it, but I tell you, I'd much rather have Joe Campbell, one of the Timmins counselors there who runs Camp Bickle. I'd rather have him in there on his lawnmower riding around and
right.
getting a shot of that. That would be fantastic. Well, Joe is really such an inspiration, and
yeah.
I'll tell you, the kids who go to Camp Bickle are just so fortunate to have a guy who's got so much passion for running that camp. You know,
kind of have him do a Stan Lee style cameo.
Yeah, I would love that. You know, yeah, have him in all three movies in some way, right?
There you go, a different character in all three of them.
Yeah, you know, the other thing too is, you know, if you read the books, I mean, the settings of both book one and book two are very Timmins. I mean, you can the first book, you can just go to Camp Bickle and walk the camp, and everything's out there. And the second one is most of the area, like I include the Timmins Library and Christopher's Coffee Shop, and
right.
you know, I include you know, former mayor Jamie Lim, but her name in the book is Jamie Branch, and like there's right. just I have so much fun with the characters and the settings that it was just unfortunate we couldn't actually get up there to film, but we're not ruling it out.
I was just going to
we're actually thinking about some possible ways of getting some northern involvement there as well. So
I was just going to ask where you guys had plans for filming. Has that been set yet?
Yeah, pretty much. We, you know, when I was down last time, geez, we went to visit so many different things. We went to see the digital film studio that we're probably going to be using to do all the FX stuff. And these are the guys who did TV shows like Grimm, and they're just fantastic. I mean, I had such a wonderful time there. But this is in Santa Clarita as well,
okay.
or downtown Los Angeles. But where we're going to film the camp is up in Santa Clarita, and it's got a summer camp on this hundreds of acres of land. They have different sections of it are different kind of usages for movies, and there's a film studio there as well that we'll use. So for Alicia, the producer, it just makes a lot more sense because she has so much access to resources and actors and everything else down there. So we thought we'd do the first one there for sure.
Right, Phil. That makes some sense. And it's probably easier for Jet, too. He doesn't have to travel as much, right?
Well, exactly. You know, although he's homeschooled, I mean, he still is, he's on a pretty tight schedule, and he's quite in demand. This is one of the few actors, kid actors, who actually can go between Nickelodeon and Disney, like a Teflon guy, right?
Right.
Where most of the time they tend to be very, they like to own their actors, you know? So.
Yep, for sure. Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to throw out there? You want to
I mean, you know, the one general statement I want to make is, you know, a huge big thank you to Timmins. I mean, it really is such a place of inspiration. And I was saying to a reporter the other day that, Timmins is so filled with so many people, with so many creative ideas, that it's not surprising that I'm in the place where I am today because of the people who, you know, were there for me all the way through the book development and things like that. So huge, big thanks to Timmins and everybody out there who continues to cheer me on. I appreciate that.
Perfect. Well, we look forward to it. Can't wait for the third book to be done and out there, and then for the movie hopefully next year. So, congratulations.
I'll keep you informed in the loop there, Shane.
For sure, definitely. Well, congratulations, and all the best success with it. I can't wait.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.